This podcast is sponsored by Prize Picks. Prize Picks is America's number one daily fantasy sports app for over 5 million active members. It's an easy and exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. And all you have to do is play against the numbers. You pick more, you pick less from 2 to 6 player stat projections, and watch the winnings roll in. Okay? You can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. Do you know how hard that is to do? Prize Picks makes it easy, okay? They put their members first. So all withdrawals are fast, they're safe, they're secure. When my picks hit, I can get my money in as quick as 15 minutes. I start to use Prize Picks, okay? And I've been watching the WNBA. I like to root for Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese. And I've been just been like, you know what I mean? Just go bullish on them. Get those winnings, all right? All you have to do is pick somebody like Caitlin Clark. Is she going to score more than 19 points? Absolutely. Put it in. Lock that in. All right? Is Angel Reese going to get more than 12 rebounds? You better believe it. Lock that in. Listen, it's so easy. You just look at it. You go to the sport that you want. You go to the players that you want, you click in it, you lock in your picks. Could not be easier. Download the Prize Picks app today and use code Hollywood and get $50 instantly when you play $5. That's code Hollywood on Prize Picks to get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks, run your game.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Welcome to Black Men Can't Jump on Patreon.
Patreon said
I forgot my key. I do quotes on Patreon now.
That's definitely a line.
Yes, it is. It's a trailer lineup, if I remember correctly. It's a trailer line.
And dog.
It is indicative of all of the lines in the movie. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know what I mean? They're all like, it's just like, what would you say there? I don't know. None of that stuff was scripted. It was all like, Martin, what would you, you know, what's a mama thing that you would say right now? You know?
Right. Right.
He threw it in.
You know, man, I it's like, there's so much to talk about with this. First of all, guys, thank you so much for subscribing. You know, this helps keep our free podcast free. And you know, we've been doing this thing where we're reviewing, we're doing our old school, just like we're reviewing films with black leads, leading black actors. We're talking about them in context of race and diversity in Hollywood. That's what you guys like. That's what you want to hear.
Yeah.
And, you know, on the free one, we've been doing some other stuff every now and then. And that's cool, too. But I like that we have this here. We could also be a little bit, you know, look, if the industry wants to pull up the old stuff that we did, they got to pay for it.
Yeah, there you go.
I like that, you know.
Good luck with that, suckers.
I mean, the first thing we just got to say is, you know, today we are reviewing Big Mama's House. And it, of course, stars Academy Award winner Octavia Spencer, you know. And it also stars Academy Award winner Regina King. It also stars Academy Award nominee Terrence Howard.
Wait, is Regina King?
Regina King in this movie? Regina King in this movie?
Pop up in
oh, wait,
this
no,
one?
Sorry. Is Regina King
she doesn't
no,
pop up
sorry,
in this
she's
one.
Not in it. Okay.
No.
No. Tashina
but
Arnold
it is,
pops
it's
up.
Like Paul Giamatti. Oh, yeah, Tashina Arnold. Who else?
Who else was
like,
that? Wait, we said
Anthony
there was
Anderson, Terrence Howard, Cedric the Entertainer. It's a lot of people.
Okay, so there's only
Octavia
three.
Spencer.
But Academy Award nominee, Paul
Hold
Giamatti.
On, Aldis Hodge is
So yeah. Aldis, the Hodge brothers are in it. The Hodge brothers are playing him in basketball.
Oh, both of them are. Okay.
Yeah. So both the,
How
the
many
Hodges older
are
Hodge
there?
Is two of them. So the oldest Hodge is the one who's actually okay. talking the trash talk.
Oh, okay.
I mean, oh, this movie had everybody.
Aldis Hodge is in this.
Octavia Spencer pops up in these little cameos in movies. I mean, they weren't cameos at the time. They were just co-star roles, but like
roles.
In these in Martin and specifically Martin Lawrence movies, I think all the time, right? Like she's randomly in Blue Streak, isn't she? Isn't she in Blue Streak also?
Oh, maybe.
Like, is she really?
When he goes to see his girl and he's like, when I left you a plickety cow, now you're ba-boom. You know, like that whole scene.
Wow.
She's like,
wait, let me look.
Your sad ass sack of bones is here. Anyway.
That's so funny.
When she showed up in this, I was like, oh, this is the Blue Streak cinematic universe. A little bit.
Wow. Stop this, James. James, I'm not doing this with you.
It was a little bit. The Blue Streak cinematic universe.
I was, you know James. What? I got confused because I was just on another podcast talking about Boys in the Hood. Regina King is in that. But when I was talking about Boys in the Hood, you know, we went over like John Singleton's like career like afterwards and like how he got to make a couple of movies, but then like it kind of like petered out, you know? And it's crazy. And I was also talking about the fact that like he was like also when Boys in the Hood came out, like all of those actors were kind of no names, like quote unquote no names. Mm. Like they weren't, none of them were really big, even Angela Bassett, like none of them were really big. And like, and I was like, yeah, because like if you weren't like a part of like Spike Lee's crew, you know, and then eventually like if you weren't a part of like John Singleton's, like there wasn't a lot of roles yet. And then in the 90s, you know, things kind of like exploded a little bit. And as the deepest fans of our podcast know, like this podcast started because of Martin Lawrence a little bit. Because James.
Wasn't it Blue Streak?
A little bit.
James III said.
It was Blue Streak.
Why didn't Martin Lawrence blow up after Blue Streak? And I said. And I stand by what I said, which was that he did blow up because the biggest movie he did after Blue Streak was, of course, Big Mama's House. And Big Mama's House was huge. Now,
yeah. Yes, of course.
This is what it did. Big Mama's House made $173 million at the box office for a comedy.
Off of what kind of budget?
Let's see.
Wow.
Wikipedia says the budget was $30 million.
Damn!
Wow, that's
Let's
good.
Go.
That's good.
And it made like Let's 56 go. Million internationally, which is like
okay.
That's it. It was hard for, and this, you know, I don't think like Big Mama's House was so big, was such a huge movie that I don't think people consider it like a black comedy. But it had a majority black cast, you know, outside of Paul Giamatti. It was like a majority
really?
Black.
You don't think?
I think it was considered.
You mean it's one of those things where it's like when people are like, because no one, when you think about Nutty Professor, you think about this movie about a scientist who's big who wants to get small. You don't think of it as a black scientist who's big and wants to get small. Is that what you mean? You mean like
yeah,
that?
Yeah.
Right? Like they don't, the Big Mama's House is not thought of as like,
I think it was
a movie about a black cop who's, you know.
It was given the budget of a big budget studio comedy that was marketed towards all people, not just black people.
That.
Yeah.
I give you that.
You know 100%. What I mean?
Yeah.
Like they were like, we're going to put advertising dollars into this. We're going to put it overseas. And we think people will watch this because Martin Lawrence is a big star. And this is a big time, like big comedy movie. And it did well. It did that. It obviously. There was a sequel, Big Mama's House 2, and then another one after that, Big Mama's House 3, which doesn't have Martin Lawrence in it, but they were like...
Wait, what you mean? There's a Big Mama's House 3?
No, he's...
Big Mama's House 3,
and he is in it.
Oh, my bad. I thought he wasn't in it.
Yeah, he is in it. And Brandon T. Jackson plays the son. Yeah, there's three of them.
Oh, wow.
Brandon T. Jackson plays his son, who... Oh,
oh my God. Yeah. He is in the third one. Yeah, like father, like son. That's crazy.
I think the second one made more money.
Yeah. Hold on. Let me see.
It did?
Wow.
Hell yeah. Let's
Big Mama's House 2. How much money did Big Mama's House 2
Listen,
make?
I respect it. I respect.
$141 million. So less money, still pretty good. Its budget was a little more. It was $40
million. Okay. Yeah, still pretty good. And then what about 3? How did 3 do? I feel like we have to.
They got to make another one soon. It's about time.
Yeah, I'm sure 3 made even
yeah,
less.
It is. It is about time.
Yeah, 3 made 82 million.
For them to be like, let's dust this IP,
which
off.
Is still decent, honestly.
I mean, yeah, for a comedy, a third.
They still made the money. Was their budget higher?
The third movie was 32 million, so the lower than the second movie's budget.
All of them made profit. So
they all made a profit.
So great.
Oh, wow. Chloe Moretz is in the second one.
But anyway, I was thinking about this when I was watching this and I saw Octavia Spencer pop up. I was like, yeah, because like what else would she wouldn't it? Like these are the movies that you're, you know, you get to be in movies with majority black casts, but then people actually see you when the movies have some sort of crossover hit and you get to start to do more. You know what I mean? Like your resume gets filled up and then... Mm-hmm. Maybe like white people know you a little bit. I don't know.
Also, I remember her having a famous like talk when she was like, what movie was it? I guess she befriended George Clooney at one point. And like, I'm getting her mixed up with Viola Davis. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. I was just like, because I'm like, when you go, I'm curious how she went from these movies to being Octavia Spencer. You know what I mean? Like, how did she get from here to The Help?
Wasn't it The Help? Right? Like, wasn't it The Help?
But was there nothing big before The Help? I guess.
Let's see.
So, yeah.
Oh, damn. She's anyway, in a Time to Kill. That's before all this.
I didn't know that. I didn't even know that.
But I'm sure she was a really small part, right?
Yeah, it was The Help. The Help. And then from The Help, she's then in Fruitvale Station, and then she's in other stuff.
That's right.
But Hidden Figures.
Okay. Big Mama's House came out in the year 2000. It has a 30% on Rotten Tomatoes from the critics.
What about that audience, though? What's the audience think?
57% audience score.
Damn.
Now
as low as
to be fair, I do think that these types of comedies don't age particularly well. And Rotten Tomatoes, especially the audience score, is skewed by people watching it. You know, in present day, in looking back at the past.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Somebody in the future being like, man, this movie's ass. You know, and it's like, but you don't. But
yeah.
You're not really who.
Yeah. And it's like, really... well, comedy has changed, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. You shouldn't even be talking about this, really.
Yeah. But let's see. What else is there to say? I mean, this was by far Martin Lawrence's biggest hit. Like, he did other movies. He had like Black Knight. He had, what else did he have? Oh, like National Security, which I think we reviewed.
The other day, it just hit me that the movie Black Knight was literally just somebody being like, yeah, what if a knight, what if a black dude went back in the past and he was
I hate it. I hate it.
It just hit me how thin, like some.
Bro, I hate it so much.
It made me feel uncomfortable the whole day. It was probably some white dude in some office who was like,
I gotta look it up now.
Black Knight. And they were like, and the poster with him, and we probably already talked about this on the Black Knight episode, but it was really, I don't know why it was weighing on me. Just somebody, they thought of the poster. He's in a jersey
in
on
a jersey
horse.
Holding a sword. You know
what
I mean? Yeah.
Would have fit it turned backwards.
Anyway, okay, yes, he did have other hits. Please continue, Bray. Sorry.
That nigga don't wear a fitted in the whole movie. Let me stop. Oh, my goodness. That movie made money, too.
But anyway, I can't believe we never... I'm happy we're doing this because I felt like this is a part of our legacy. And now we get to talk about both why James doesn't feel like Martin Lawrence was big after this, and why this doesn't count as a part of it, and also what this movie did, like, did it.
Because, look, we will talk about it as we get into it, but I feel like, I feel like he should have been given more meaty roles. Like, that's what I meant when I said, why wasn't he a bigger, you know what I mean? He needed to be, the way that he's dealing with the text of Blue Streak, you know,
what?
And the way that he's handling the moment.
That's not this movie, Chase.
Why are you talking about it like it's Shakespeare?
Handling
the text?
Moment to moment James. Of Blue
oh my
Streak.
God.
Anyway, and we will talk about it as we get into this, too. No, let's get into this. Let's get into this. We can get into this. Let's get into it.
Jonathan Braylock, James III, Drum Milligan.
What more can I say?
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
This podcast is brought to you by the Marvel vs. Capcom Fighting Collection Arcade Classics. 7 legendary titles, including X-Men vs. Street Fighter and Marvel vs. Capcom 2. Enjoy new features like online multiplayer, training, and gallery modes. Plus, join in on the action with one-button specials, where players of all skill levels can unleash those epic moves with ease. Relive the classic arcade battles. Get your hands on the Marvel vs. Capcom Fighting Collection today. Available now on PlayStation 4, PC, and Nintendo Switch.